Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. It was quite a day in the markets, wasn't it? The S&P 500 seemed to just tread water.
It really did. You know, the S&P started the day just shy, about 0.9% from its all-time high. And after a full session, that's exactly where it stayed. No real fire to push for a new record today.
So a bit of a pause. What was the dynamic under the surface? Was it broad-based selling or something else at play?
Well, most stocks did see some profit-taking. Market breadth wasn't pretty. Decliners led advancers by more than 2-1 on the NYSE and about 7-4 on the NASDAQ. The Russell 2000 was down 1.2%, and the equal-weighted S&P 500 shed 0.7%. That tells you the smaller guys were feeling the pressure.
But the main indices, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite, they held their ground. How did that happen with such weak breadth?
Four words for you. Mega. Cap. Tech. Stocks. We're talking NVIDIA, which surged over 4.3%. Alphabet, up more than 2.2%. Apple and Microsoft also chipped in with modest gains. Collectively, these giants have a market cap around $12.2 trillion. That kind of weight can offset a lot of weakness elsewhere.
Incredible. So, they basically papered over the cracks? Like the drop in FedEx after its disappointing outlook?
Precisely. FedEx, with its $55 billion market cap, got hammered, down over 3%. Even Tesla took a hit, down nearly 4% on reports of a slump in European sales. But the big four just shrugged it off at the index level. The NASDAQ 100 even eked out a new record, thanks to them.
That's the power of concentration. What about sectors? Which ones benefited from this mega cap strength?
Information technology, naturally, was up 1.2%, and communication services gained 0.5%. Healthcare also managed a tiny gain. But 8 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower. Real estate got hit hardest, down 2.5%. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, though, that thing is on fire. Up another 1% today, and a staggering 28.6% for the quarter.
Wow, semis continue to be the darlings. Now, looking at the broader picture with SPY and QQQ, what are you seeing on the charts for tomorrow?
For SPY, we're seeing some consolidation, but it's still maintaining a slight upward trajectory. Volume hasn't been screaming conviction either way. Key support to watch is around 605.50, with resistance near 607.50. A break there could give us some direction.
And Q? QQ? Similar story?
Very similar. A bit of a narrow trading range. Some indecision. Support for QQQ is around 540.50 and resistance near 542.50. And volatility. The VXX is low and trending down, suggesting a pretty calm, maybe even complacent market right now.
Interesting. And any signs of sector rotation we should be aware of?
Yes, a few hints. Consumer discretionary, XLC, and consumer staples, XLY, saw modest gains possibly on better earnings outlooks. Energy, XLE, was weak, likely dragged by falling oil. Tech, XLK, is stable but not showing that explosive momentum we saw earlier. And the defensive plays, like utilities, XLV, and healthcare, XLP, were kind of neutral to slightly negative.
Got it. So a mixed bag under the leadership of a few titans. What about the macro front? Any big news driving these moves or lack thereof?
Not a lot of new news, really. Fed Chair Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee, but didn't say anything earth-shattering on rate cuts. NATO confirmed its commitment to that 5% defense spending target. Things were relatively quiet on the Israel-Iran front, which the market seems to appreciate.
So a cautiously bullish sentiment then? I saw some notes suggesting that easing geopolitical tensions and falling oil, along with some dovish Fed undertones, are helping.
That's the general vibe. The market is leaning positive, but with some caution. We did have some economic data. New home sales for May were much weaker than expected, down 13.7% month over month. That's the weakest pace since October of last year. High prices and high mortgage rates are clearly crimping demand there.
And how did treasuries react to that? And the Fed's proposal on the supplemental leverage ratio for GSIBs?
That proposal did lend some support to treasuries. The 2-year note yield settled down 3 basis points at 3.78%, and the 10-year yield dropped 1 basis point to 4.29% after touching 4.33% earlier.
Okay, so Powell's testimony today wasn't a market mover, but he's up again tomorrow, right? That's definitely a key catalyst to watch.
Absolutely. all eyes will be on his inflation outlook and any hints about the future rate path. That could certainly inject some volatility.
Let's shift to earnings. FedEx was a big story today with that guidance miss, but BlackBerry, ticker BB, seemed to have a good day.
BlackBerry was a bright spot. They beat Q1 estimates and issued better-than-expected guidance. Revenue came in at $121.7 million, and their full-year outlook of $508 to $538 million was a positive surprise. The stock popped over 12% on the news.
What's driving their strength? Is it the QNX segment?
QNX is definitely the growth engine. That's their real-time operating system for automotive and embedded systems. It posted 8% year-over-year revenue growth to $57.5 million, beating guidance. They launched QNX Hypervisor 8.0 and have new partnerships with WeRide and Leapmotor. That's building a strong royalty backlog.
Sounds promising. Any headwinds for QNX?
Management did mention some caution due to potential production slowdowns from recent tariff changes, which could impact Q2 royalty revenues. They clarified tariffs haven't directly hit QNX, but have caused some delays in customer purchasing decisions, especially for newer products like QNX Cabin.
And their secure communications segment?
That also surpassed guidance with $59.5 million in revenue, driven by strong renewals in its core German market. Adjusted gross margin there improved significantly to 70%. So good signs of resilience, but the turnaround story still needs to prove consistent profitability, especially with total revenue down year over year in 4 of the past 5 quarters.
The classic show me story then. Any other earnings we should have on our radar for the rest of the week?
Tomorrow morning, we've got General Mills, Paychex, and Winnebago. After the bell, look for Fuller, Jefferies, and a big one, Micron Technology. Then Thursday, Walgreens Boots Alliance, Pre-Market, and Nike After Hours. Friday morning, Apogee Enterprises wraps it up.
Micron and Nike will definitely be widely watched. All right, let's get tactical. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts?
One name that stands out for continuation is ALNY, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals. It's been showing good relative strength. But for a specific setup, I'm looking at ESGL, that's Everspin Technologies. It's in the alternative energy space, which has seen some bullish undertones.
ESGL, what's the setup there?
ESGL is showing robust bullish signals. We're seeing increasing trading volume alongside substantial price increments, and it recently closed at a significant high. For levels, support is around $3.29, then $3.20. Resistance is at $3.60, which looks like a key breakout point, then $3.72 and $3.80. An entry around $3.29 on a slight retrace could be interesting, targeting $3.60 and potentially $3.72, with a stop around $3.20.
Nice and clear. Now, how about some anticipation setup stocks that might be coiling for a move?
Absolutely. AAOI, Applied Optoelectronics, is on the anticipation watch list. But let's dive into a few more. First, Microsoft, MSFT. It's trading around key support. If it can break above resistance, we could see a strong rally. Support levels are $490, then $485. Resistance starts at $495, then $500. An entry near $485 could offer a good risk-reward, targeting $495 and $500, with a stop below $480.
Microsoft has been a monster. What else?
JP Morgan, JPM. It's demonstrating a bullish pattern with volume support. Look for support at $282 and $280. Resistance is at $285, then $288. An entry around $282 could target $287 and $290, with a stop below $278.
Okay, a big bank. Any tech names beyond Microsoft?
Ambarella, AMBA. This one's noteworthy for a recent breakout in trading volumes, which can often precede upward momentum. Support is around $63 and $62.50. Resistance is at $65, and a move above that could unlock $66.50, even $68. An entry near $63 with a stop below $62.50 looks appealing.
Got it. And I saw some analysis on a couple of others in the sustainable and renewable space, PCT and CLSK.
Yes, Pure Cycle Technologies, PCT. It's poised to appreciate based on growing volume and attempts to break recent highs. Support is around $13.70 and $13.50. Resistance kicks in at $13.90, then $14.20. An entry near $13.70 could target $14 and $14.20, with a stop below $13.50.
And CleanSpark, CLSK?
CLSK is showing bullish continuation patterns. It's been consolidating above previous resistance levels with elevated trading volume, suggesting accumulation. Support is at $10.50 and $10.30. Resistance is $10.60, then $10.75 and $11. An entry around $10.50, targeting $10.75 and then $11, with a stop below $10.30, makes sense here.
That's a good list of potential movers. Before we wrap up, any quick hits on other notable stock news or upgrades and downgrades?
Sure. We already touched on FedEx and Tesla being down. General Mills issued FY26 guidance that saw organic net sales potentially down 1% and adjusted EPS down 10 to 15%, so that's one to watch on their call. Bumble raised its Q2 revenue outlook and announced a workforce reduction. On the tech front, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang sees robotics as the second largest opportunity besides AI, and Alphabet introduced Gemini CLI, an open-source AI agent.
Interesting on NVIDIA and Google. Any key analyst calls?
A few notable ones. Duke Energy, DUK, was upgraded to buy at Goldman. Yum! Brands, UM, got an overweight nod from JP Morgan. On the downgrade side, Honda, HMC, was cut to neutral at Macquarie. And a few advertising names like Interpublic, IPG, and Omnicom, OMC, were downgraded at Barclays.
So, as we head into tomorrow, what's the main takeaway for traders?
The environment is one of cautious optimism, with relatively low volatility for now. But the indices are being propped up by a few mega caps, so watch that breath. Swing traders might want to focus on tech and financials, which are showing momentum, especially semis. Be more cautious with energy and defensive sectors right now. Always watch for confirmation above recent highs on increased volume for breakout entries.
And as always, manage that risk, especially with Powell speaking again.
Exactly. Investors are waiting for significant news or earnings to provide clearer direction. So be mindful of those key support and resistance levels we talked about for SPY and QQQ. A break either way could define some short-term trading strategies.
Excellent insights. As always, that gives us a lot to watch for tomorrow. Thanks for breaking it all down. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you on the next one. Have a great trading day.